Welcome to Consequences of Our Culture podcast. Today, we have a very special episode with a very special individual. But first, I'm Randall, and today we have an esteemed artist. Artists all around us, and some of us are dedicating more of themselves to it. This individual is excelling in art, digital art, and tattooing. Okay, I think I got it all. Let's welcome Ms. Lauren Smith.
Yeah,
there's no one here. I think I have a clap button. Hold on. That's not it. But anyway, how are you today, Ms. Lauren?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good. I can't complain. Mm-hmm. And we usually record these from my friend Steph's house in Alabama, but today we're in Colorado at my place. So, Ms. Lauren, are you a Colorado native?
Yes, I am. Born and raised.
Born and raised?
Mm-hmm.
In Fort Collins?
No, grew up around like the Thornton area and then later moved to Aurora for a little bit.
Thornton.
Yeah, that's like right in front of Denver. You like pass it going to Denver. Yeah.
Okay, like North Glen?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's great. So what inspired you to pursue art? Like what got you interested in art?
So I was from... like, as long as I can remember, I was always kind of drawn to it. But when I was younger, I spent a lot of time with my grandma, and she watched a lot of, like, Bob Ross videos and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
And so she was a painter. She doesn't paint as much anymore, but she kind of started me on oil painting and stuff like that. And then once I got into elementary school, I went to a performing arts school for those 5 years. So did art... acting, music, stuff like that.
Oh, acting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Like in stage plays?
Oh, yeah.
Stuff? Oh,
did musicals and all of that.
Okay. And you said art, acting, and what was
music?
The...
yeah.
And music? Oh.
Yeah.
You play any instruments?
I played the violin for about 6 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wasn't good at it.
That has to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
So your grandma was a huge influence on you.
Oh, yeah.
Did your parents pursue art? Were they... artsy type people?
No, they weren't really artsy type people. They're more like STEM people. So like more into like programming and stuff like that and the business side of things. And
yeah. Okay. STEM people.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
So STEM is kind of like science.
Technology.
Yeah, technology and stuff like
okay.
that. Yeah.
I get that. And so my friend, she's a graphic designer. She actually like designed our logo. But what is the difference between like regular art and digital art for those who, you know, probably don't understand?
Mm-hmm. So from like my understanding, digital art is kind of different from other mediums because there's kind of more that you can do with it in a way. So like you can do web design, that falls under it, like animation, music, really anything that requires electronic equipment would be considered digital art, I guess.
Okay. And you're also dipping into tattooing.
Yes.
How did that come about?
So for a while now, I've been thinking about wanting to become a tattoo artist. So I'm still in college and I'm trying to figure out like what I want to do afterwards. And I got a tattoo gun like 2 years ago. And so I was practicing on fake skin and stuff and I enjoyed it.
On fake skin?
Yes, on fake skin.
You could buy like fake skin?
Yeah. So it's like.
That's wild.
They come in like different sizes and stuff like that. I know
okay.
you can get like fake hands and stuff like that to tattoo, but it just makes it to where you don't like, you learn how deep to go and. That way, when you, like, go on to actual skin, you don't, like, mess it up too bad.
Okay. I know back in the day, like, people used to experiment on animals, like dogs and pigs
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. But continue with your story. So you bought a tattoo gun a couple of years ago.
Yes. And I started, like, kind of practicing tattooing. And then recently, this was like around August or September, I was driving and I noticed that there was a tattoo shop really close to CSU. And so I was like, well, why not? And I messaged them on Instagram and we'd been talking back and forth, and I ended up getting the apprenticeship. So I started about 4 weeks ago.
So, oh, yeah. Wow. So during the apprenticeship, because that's how I found you, honestly. Like, I was on, like, I can't even remember whatever shop you're at. Mm-hmm. I was at on their page, and then I saw you were an apprentice. But so during the apprenticeship, have you tattooed anyone yet?
Not yet. I have to get a certain amount of hours in, just kind of like working, doing normal, like, kind of apprentice intern things where you're kind of like going to get coffee, working front desk, stuff like that. And then once I complete those hours, then I officially start tattooing.
Right. Mm-hmm. And okay. And you're still in school, and you're tattooing on the side.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. So you said you attend CSU?
I do, yes.
Before CSU, did you attend any like artsy type schools, like any charter schools or anything like that?
So freshman year of high school, I went to a private school, and like my main reason, so my older brother went there, and that's how I found out about their art program. But they constructed like a brand new art building the year that I went there, and I was like, oh, that seems right up my alley. And I remember going to the orientation and saw that they had animation as like one of their classes, so I was like, oh, I'm gonna go here. So other than that, and then the performing arts school, I went to elementary school. I haven't really been to any like specific art schools.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what was your decision on choosing CSU? Because your major is digital art, correct?
I'm an electronic arts major.
Electronic arts.
Yeah, they're super similar, but there's like little differences. Yeah.
Okay. I'll ask you the differences in a minute, but what made you decide Colorado State?
I didn't really know where I wanted to go or do after college, so I just kind of applied around, and CSU kind of was the quickest to get back to me. So, and I came up and saw the campus and I liked it, so I was like, oh, yeah, I'll come here.
I get that. It is, it is a really nice campus.
It is.
It's a pretty cool place. It's a pretty cool town too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So you said your major was electronic art.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's the difference between electronic art and digital art?
So electronic art is what it was described as, kind of like an umbrella term. So in the class that I'm taking, we work with music, we do animation, we do website building, and then one of our projects, we even work with some of the art history students and work to kind of like present a relic in like a like kind of 3D model it and like present it as if it was in a museum, and how we would like display it and stuff like that. So it kind of, and then digital art is more like kind of like web design, stuff like that. Kind of the drawings that you see online and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty cool. So you've probably been in art. Well, you said your grandma like influenced you. So growing up, did you have any like artists that you looked up to?
So I watched a decent amount of TV when I was younger, and I was a big fan of Cartoon Network, and I really admired those animated shows and stuff like that. And that's what kind of really got me started, because when I was younger, I wanted to be an animator, and I still kind of do. And so I would just like watch these shows, and I really enjoyed like the art styles and the way that like the characters moved and the stories that were able to be told through it. And so that was really the biggest inspiration, aside from my grandma going up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What shows on Cartoon Network?
Oh, there's a lot. I say the most memorable ones was Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh, really? Yeah, I remember Courage.
Yeah. Teen Titans. I was a big fan of Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends and stuff like that. Yep. And then later on in the years, Steven Universe, I was a big fan of Rebecca Sugar. And the creators of Adventure Time, they actually went on to create Midnight Gospel, which is another animation that I enjoy a lot.
Midnight Gospel. Mm-hmm. That's a cool title.
Yeah, it's so this guy, his name is Duncan Trussell. He started a podcast, And his kind of explores like different ideas of like meditation, different like mindsets, like religions, kind of like everything. And so he made a TV show of it. And so each episode is like different parts of the podcast. And there's, so you hear the podcast over it, and then there's like an animated story underneath, and it's really interesting.
Okay.
I recommend watching it, like watching everything first and then going through it a second time and then listening to everything, because it kind of changes your perspective.
Did you say Duncan Trussell?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be on the lookout for that. So I ran through your, some of your art, and, I noticed, I don't know if it's like a super common thing, but I noticed you like use plants and like mushrooms and stuff like that. And your art, what is some of your favorite things to use?
Well, at the moment, like you said, kind of plants and kind of exploring nature in a different way, like how I like draw plants out of people or like out of animals and stuff like that. And so, and then another thing I'm looking at, is kind of like a theme in the art that I've been doing, is kind of like mortality and stuff like that, and how to kind of convey that through my art.
Okay. Mortality?
Yeah. So like kind of life, like having such a short life and like death and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, I did notice some like dark stuff, and I was like, oh, okay. But that's crazy. Okay. So when you're not creating art, what do you do for fun?
I do kind of anything. I have a lot of hobbies. I kind of bounce around. I like to do a lot of kind of making things. I crochet. I made some slippers for Christmas and stuff like that. Okay. And then I also play video games. I'm trying to get back into rock climbing, and I've started learning a little bit of parkour.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, that's... Parkour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So you're like jumping off buildings
and stuff? I'm like brand new to it. My boyfriend works at the parkour gym that's actually right across the street from here. And so I just kind of got into the gym, and he's teaching me a little bit.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's by the police station.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to get into rock climbing. There's a wall at my gym, and I might explore that.
Mm-hmm.
But we will take a short break, and we will be back shortly after this. All right, welcome back. We're back here with this esteemed artist, Miss Lauren Smith. And I want to ask you, you're a sophomore?
I'm a junior.
A junior, my apologies, didn't mean to degrade you, put you down at CSU, but, oh, cool. So, is there a lot of pressure in your major? Like, is it very stressful?
It doesn't feel stressful to me, but I think that's just because it's something that I enjoy doing a lot. I actually changed my major sophomore year from international studies to electronic arts, so it's like a big change, but in a good way. It feels like less work, if that makes any sense. Like, I enjoy the studio classes I take. I get to just do kind of art projects and stuff like that, so really the only stress is kind of finishing on time.
Yeah, less work is always a positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm always an advocate for less work. What would you say to a person pursuing electronic art as a major? What, like, would you say to prepare them, you know, to look forward to?
I'd say practice a lot, and don't be afraid to, like, ask questions and meet people, because it's, like, through kind of talking to other people that you can kind of improve your artwork or, like, kind of gain some new ideas and, like, make some new connections. And to not be afraid of a critique, because right. we do go through a lot of critiques and stuff like that. And I was super nervous when I first started, and I thought that like everyone was going to be so mean and everyone's going to say that they hated it, but everyone's super respectful right. from the classes that I've been in so far, and no one really wants to see you fail. They just kind of want to see what you create, just like how you want to see what they come up with too.
Yeah, being able to be critique, you know, to take criticism mm-hmm. is a very positive character trait. It's something that, you know, unfortunately a lot of my peers haven't like learned to adapt to mm-hmm. because, you know, people need to be able to speak to you, to talk to you, and it's not always going to be positive. Mm-hmm. And I know, honestly, when I was growing up, like, you know, people would just be negative for no reason. So, like, when you do get critiqued, you don't know, like, how to take it.
Yeah.
But, you know, in some certain jobs that I've had, and even in the Army, you have to be critiqued a lot, and you have to get used to it. And there's yeah. nothing you could do about it or say about it. It is what it is.
Yeah, it's the only way to really get better. Because right. if you kind of go your right. whole life doing exactly. your own thing, then, like, you'll never know, like, yeah. what it could be or, like,
exactly.
what you could change. Yeah,
you could be walking down the wrong path this whole time mm-hmm. and not know any better. Okay, yeah. So what do you hope to accomplish as a tattooist? Like, is this something you're just kind of, you know, filling out? Or do you, like, want to make a side job, a side hustle of it? Or yeah. something you want to do long term, short term?
I would love to make kind of like a side job out of it, or like have it be my full-time career. I'm still very much figuring things out. So I don't know where I'll be like after I graduate and stuff like that. So if I can, I'd like to keep it as a job, but also I'm kind of going with the flow wherever the world takes me. Like I'll just kind of go with it.
And yeah. You're pretty good at drawing and stuff like that. Yeah. Okay. Are you big into tattoos? Do you have any tattoos?
So I actually have only two.
That's cool. I got one.
I want more, but tattoos are kind of expensive, so I haven't really been able to get it. But and then on top of that, I want all of mine to be sea themed, because the water is like a big part of my life. I went scuba diving freshman year of high school. Been swimming since I was like literally a baby, and so it's just kind of a big deal for me. And so I thought that it would be cool to kind of like, if I'm gonna put something permanent on my body, I want it to kind of reflect yes. a part of me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so often people just get bullshit on their body.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I have only one tattoo, and it's on my ring finger.
Oh.
And it'll fade away. So it's kinda like I'm committed but not really.
Yeah, I get
that's
that.
The story of my life. But no, that's pretty cool. Your parents had you in a lot of extracurriculars, right? Because you said, like, you spoke and you said you did swimming and, mm-hmm. you know, you played the violin and, yeah. you know, of course you're doing art and all that stuff, so.
No. They didn't really, like, put me in it. I just kind of ended up in them, if that makes any sense.
You're
like,
on the swim team, correct?
Yeah, so I'm not on the CSU team.
Right.
Swimming is an interesting thing for me, because as much as I love it, I don't like the competitive side of it. It just like creates a lot of anxiety. Yeah, I don't like it. Like high school was so stressful for me. For like every meet that I went to, I was just like so nervous that I couldn't really enjoy the experience and stuff. So I decided to kind of like take a break, take a step back from that, and start kind of swimming in a way that like makes me feel good, because I love practices and stuff like that, and right. so that was fun for me. And then the meets would come and I'm like, I don't want to be here.
So you're not a competitive person?
I am super competitive, just not in the swimming sense.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really strange, but swimming, it's because you're kind of on your own, even though you're on a team. So even if you're swimming a relay and stuff, you still have that portion where it's just you. You can't really see anybody else and stuff. So I get like kind of paranoid, like, is this a 100 or am I gonna have to swim more than that? Like, what if I like can't finish in time and stuff? And so it's just a lot of that. Although like senior year, when I did swim again, on the team, I did start to enjoy it. So I think kind of like relaxing helps me a lot. But yeah, I thought about it and I was like, I don't know if I want to do that on in college. Like I might do it for fun, but I don't want to do it like in a way that could place more stress on me. Like if I had like a scholarship for it or something like that. But I did try to like experiment with like different things I could do in the water. Like I tried water polo and that was pretty fun. It was really hard though. So I did that for about a semester.
Water polo is just, it's not Marco Polo, is it? Like what is water polo?
So water polo, the best way to describe it kind of feels like basketball, but in the water.
Polo like
the, yeah.
Oh, like.
Like you have okay. the ball and you like throw in it and stuff. And I convinced my roommate at the time to join me and she's a soccer player. So like the water okay. isn't really, she wasn't like as big on being in the water as I was, but we did it for a little bit. And then I realized I was like, maybe this is like a little bit too advanced for me because everyone else had been doing it for years and I didn't even know the rules and stuff like that. So
I get that.
Yeah.
So, in your major, electronic art, what's the future of that? Like, do you, like, what field would you go into after that? And what do you expect to accomplish mm-hmm. from that?
So, one thing that I've always kind of been drawn back to is animation and kind of art in a way that is storytelling. So I definitely want to pursue something like that when I'm out of school or even right now I'm trying to work on gaining back my skills in animation and stuff like that. I just think it's a really cool media and I enjoy like seeing it. And I think that's one of the mediums that will just continue to keep getting better. Like, 'cause even now animation and stuff like that in electronic arts can is like more than just like a cartoon and stuff because like even the Avatar movies have like a lot of animation that goes yeah. into it. And so, yeah, hopefully something along those lines.
Okay. No, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And mm-hmm. I could never commit in college. I've been, I don't know if I feel like sharing this, but whatever. I've been to 5 different schools and I've dropped out of each one of them. That's fair. Like, I went to college, like, straight out of high school, and that's where I met one of the co-hosts. Mm-hmm. And then the other co-host that I had, you know, I went because of her. It was back in high school. And then I went there for a year. That didn't work out. Went to another school after that. That didn't work out. Went to a couple schools online during the Army.
Mm-hmm.
Then went to, like, a strip mall school later on. But, I don't know. I could never commit. I could never, yeah. like, that's probably my problem, commitment.
Yeah, that's fair. That but college is also, like, it's really hard. I don't learn in the way that colleges right. kind of, like, need you to in order to pass. And that's, like, one of the big reasons why I changed my major. Because it's, like, much as I enjoyed it, I just couldn't do it. Like, I took Japanese for about, like, 5-6 years, something like that.
Okay.
And when I like went to CSU, I decided to start over and stuff. And I had such a hard time picking it up because I just don't learn in the style that's needed in order to learn it in a school setting. So I ended up like changing because I was like, well, I'm here. I've already made it halfway through. I might as well keep going. And I guess like it's better to graduate doing something I enjoy and instead of doing something that like takes up most of my time and is like super stressful and like I'm just not doing very well at. But yeah, and college has also changed from like how it used to be. It feels,
yeah.
Sometimes it feels like they're just trying to get as much money as they can from you and less of like they're trying to teach you all they can.
I think that's the, I think that's what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, that's good that you're fine through it. And so back to art. In your words, in the most articulate way you could say it,
mm-hmm.
what does art mean to you? Like, what is art?
Okay, so...
yeah, feel free to, like, become a poet with mm-hmm. this.
I guess... art to me is how, like, one truly expresses themselves And it doesn't have to just be like pen on paper type of thing. Like, I think art is really like what you dedicate your life to and what kind of like shows most of you through that, doing that work. So like athletes doing their sport is an art, and like, yes, for me, digital art is my art. And so it's just whatever makes you kind of like shine the most and whatever is like you're most passionate about.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Art is definitely like, it's pretty much everything. It's whatever medium that you're trying to pursue, or mm-hmm. that, you know, your craft or whatever. Is also like, in my opinion, the world around us. Like, you know, often I say around my friends, like, there's beauty in everything. Mm-hmm. Every, like, situation, every, like, blade of grass, there's beauty in everything. And, mm-hmm. like, I feel like the world is art. And I'm a Christian person, so I feel like, you know, God put a lot into everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just art is life.
Yeah.
So, no, I totally get that.
Yeah. I think it's also, like, the ability to create, too. So, like,
yes,
just kind of producing stuff in the world is, like, an art in itself. Like, kind of taking care of it and stuff is also an art. And, you know, like, kind of putting time into your family is an art. Like, kind of creating that, like, community, in a way, can be considered an art, too.
Okay. And do you have any of your artwork out for display or anything? Any place that someone, you know, who's watching this could go and find it?
Mm-hmm. So for right now, my art is mostly just on Instagram. Okay. It's at low.lovinit. I'm trying to kind of branch out and put my art out there.
That's
more.
A cool Instagram name.
Thank you.
Too, by the way. I saw that. I was like, whoa, that's low loving it.
Yeah.
Continue.
No, you can. Yeah. So I'm not good at social media, so I'm learning. I'm trying to kind of create more, be able to kind of like put myself out there more and have my art kind of more out there for other people to see.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, you should, you know, share art. Like with music, like, they can't see this, but it's a bunch of like guitars in this room, and like, I'm obviously a musician. Like, the most beautiful thing is to express yourself to mm-hmm. other people, and for other people to like receive it and somewhat understand your expression.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I totally get that. And it's lo.lovin.it.
Yes.
And that's on Instagram, low.lovinit. And first of all, I'd like to thank you for being here.
Yeah.
You are my first guest up here in Colorado.
That's I've awesome.
I've had guests like down south, but mm-hmm. not up here. But I have a few lined up, and it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
But I thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. No, thank you for coming through. And that about does it for this episode. I hope you guys learned something. Well, you probably didn't learn anything, but I hope you guys like get inspired and take something from this, and, you know, pursue whatever it is you would like to pursue. I'm Randall.
I'm Lauren.
And you guys have a great day.